Welcome to Shomar Shom and Adav Shir Sponsor, Luinishma, Sarim Yakushom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're only Bobakama Dav Kuv Yutes. The Gemara Mudal brings towards the end of the Amud that you can't take Tzedakah from a woman because a woman doesn't own the woman, but you could take Dover Mut. You could take a little bit of a Tzedakah. You can't take a big gift for Tzedakah from a woman. The reason you could take a Dover Mut from the woman is because the husband is Moichel, but in general, you can't take Tzedakah from the woman. The Meshech Chochma, and also the Polim Yofos, the Netziv, they bring, that's the Pshat in the Mishkan, it says, Me'ezko Isha Sheidvenu Liboy, Ish Velo Yisho, a woman cannot give an Adover to the Mishkan. And that's why it says, Ve'yavo Ha'anoshim Al'anoshim, the men came with the woman together. Why? And because the woman can't give the gift on their own, so yeah, you have to have the men as well. And based on this Gemara, that's the Pshat, they can't give it to Doko, so therefore they have to have the men as well. But the Chora, the simple question is, why do we have a rule in the Mishkan that only men gave the Nedovah, not women? We learned in our Gemara that true, Matana Merubo, they can't give. They can't give a large gift, but they could give a small gift. So why don't you take the Nedovah of the Mishkan, it should be a campaign that the woman should give a small gift to the Mishkan. So I heard from my Rebbe, Yirmiyahu Shapir Zatzal, that he says as follows, what's the pshat that Matana Merubah you can't take from a woman, but Matana Muetis you could. As mentioned, because the husband is Moichel. Meaning, the husband says, from Matana Merubah, I never agreed for my wife to give such a large gift to Tzedakah. But for a small gift, he's not going to start a fight with a wife for something small. He's Moichel. But it's not called the Chathila. That's what they have it. Says Rav Moshe. In the Mishkan it says, Me'ez kolisha she'idvenu liboy. It needs to be a nidva slave. It needs to be something that a person gives with all his heart, with excitement and enthusiasm. You can't give a matana to the Mishkan. You can't build the Mishkan, which is the mokom ashuras hashchina, the mokom v'chibur of Am Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just because, you know what, if it's there, I agree to it. It needs to be something that a person wants to do. The Mishkan is considered to be the base chasnas, the place of the wedding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's where they're living together. When you're building the Mishkan, you're building the place where the married couple needs to live. It needs to be with excitement. As we heard in the name of Rav Hutner Zatzal, that the reason the chasa, when he goes to his chuppah, is being held by two people, is in order for him not to run to the chuppah. Because the way to go to a chuppah is by running. A person needs to be with excitement. He needs to be happy to go to the chuppah. When you're building the Mishkan, it needs to be with excitement and with all the heart. We didn't take a nedava from the woman. A matana merubah wasn't given because they don't have permission to give. But even a matana muetas was not taken from the woman in the building of the Mishkan. Because you can't build a Mishkan with gifts which are given b'dieved. They're given, you know, if you want to take it. But I'm not doing it with all my excitement. The only way to build the Mishkan is with full heart, with the needs of a slave. So that's why there was no donation accepted from women unless the husband was there. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.